With David Hyde, I'm Marcy Silman. We've passed an important milestone in the Oso landslide recovery. Yesterday, Snohomish County officials called off the active phase of search and rescue. 41 victims have been found. Two are still missing. As the urgency of the early days begins to fade away, emergency management officials are starting to step back to see what we can learn from the disaster. It's an important task for a region that's located in an earthquake zone. Unfortunately, according to some emergency management officials, the lesson is we're not ready for the big one. Eric Holdeman is former emergency management director for King County. He had an opportunity to speak with some of those management officials at a recent conference, and he joins us now. Hello, Eric.
Hi, Marcy. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's our pleasure. Some of the people you spoke with are looking at the Oso slide as a microcosm of what we might see in a bigger event. Why is that?
Well, this was the largest single impact event, even though it's pretty narrowly confined in geography and impact. It was a significant, really catastrophic event, but in a very small area. And we had scores of emergency managers, and these are people who work full-time on trying to prepare their individual communities, cities or counties for disasters, go and assist. And that assistance was greatly appreciated by Snohomish County, and it was an eye-opening experience for many of them that they described coming away from. I said, what did you learn? And they said, you know, we're not really ready. We haven't prepared enough, or we don't have the resources to deal with this on a region-wide event.
What were some of the challenges that people you spoke with mentioned?
Well, specifically, you know, even though this was a small event, It had a number of locations. Arlington and Darrington, the two communities, were cut off because of the block on Highway 530. Mm-hmm. And so you had incident management teams working on both sides of that slide, trying to remain coordinated. And then just the public information aspect of it was being worked in multiple locations at the same time. And you do that, you get multiple voices going, trying to understand the situation and fulfill all the resource requests that come in was challenging.
I'm speaking with Eric Holdeman, who works in emergency management. You mentioned that what happened in Oso is kind of a microcosm of what we would see if the big one, the big earthquake, hits. But how does something like this help people in your field prepare for something larger?
Well, one of the things is, I think, an important message for your listeners is, when we say, you know, we're not ready, it's the big we. It's not just government. Mm-hmm. The term that's used today is called whole community. So it's each individual, family, neighborhood, nonprofit, individual business, not just the Boeings and the Microsoft, but the medium to small size business. Everybody has to be getting prepared for a true catastrophe, which would be a Seattle fault-type event, perhaps a Cascadia earthquake subduction zone event, or an earthquake on a fault that we don't even know exists today.
It's a little bit scary to contemplate this. Specifically, how would something like an earthquake differ from a landslide in an aftermath situation?
Well, one of the things is, actually, depending on the time of year, we had the Nisqually earthquake in February of 2001, which would be an ideal time to have multiple landslides all over the place because of the ground shaking. But that was the driest winter on record, or one of the driest that particular year, so we didn't experience it. But in a catastrophic disaster, we could have a dozen or more OSOs happening all across western Washington. And then combine that with collapsed bridges, other buildings being collapsed, it would be a very challenging environment, you know, fires, ruptured water mains, gas mains, communications outages that will take a very long time to recover from.
Eric, you said that this is a we event, a community-wide prep event. If we had a week to get ready for the next disaster, what should we do?
Well, fortunately, you don't have to get ready in a week, but you need to start doing it now. And when we say that we're not ready, we need to really be start thinking about catastrophic disasters. And one of the best things people can do is, when they do move, choose not to locate themselves in a hazardous area. If you live in the city of Seattle, they have the best landslide record going back 100 years. They can tell you where the ground has moved in the past. I don't care what the view looks like, don't put yourself in danger. When you go to buy that vacation home, do you really want to be down on the waterfront looking at the beach when you know eventually a tsunami will take all of that immediately away? So that's number one. The other is, you know, the government has said for years, be prepared for 3 days. That's good for a tornado or a small flood, but for a catastrophic disaster that's regional in nature, a minimum, absolute minimum, is a week, and I think even longer than that would be appropriate if you really want to be better prepared.
I'm going to get ready right now. Eric Holderman, former Emergency Management Director for King County, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you, and remember, today's a good day to start.
Thank you. Eric consults on emergency management issues. He writes for Emergency Management Magazine. Stay with us. The record continues here on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman with David Hyde.